In today's episode, we are going behind the scenes of my new documentary, Snervous. We discuss who would play us when HBO turns Snervous into a movie, which celebrities made cameos, and when we really wanted the cameras to turn off. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
It's not that episode.
You're
living in
episode.
The shadow of someone else's dream.
Ashley Simpson, mother, sister, father, sister, mother.
Yes.
That album was pretty good.
What was it called?
Autobiography.
Oh my God.
Not a whispered version, though.
I'm surprised you knew that.
You know what was a bummer back in the day? Okay, so I don't know if people were there.
Let's go back and forth and say what was a bummer back in the day?
Back in the day, a bummer for me was I knew everybody was lip syncing. The only person that really kind of got like shit for it was Ashley Simpson on SNL. And I was like, y'all think Ashley's the only one? It wasn't her fault that they messed up the recording. I will say that jig was not flattering.
She had to take – she took one for the team.
Truly.
And she's still paying the price.
You know Britney Spears was watching at home being like, ooh, that was a close call.
Didn't we learn that lesson with Milli Vanilli?
I don't know who any of those people are.
But you do like a vanilla ice cream.
Daddy does love a vanilla ice cream cone.
With a drizzle of caramel.
What about that when you dip that cone in that hard, hard chocolate?
Which cone?
You got an ice cream cone,
yeah.
And then they dip it in that thing, and then turns like a little crackle instantly.
Hard shell.
Yeah.
You know what they called it?
What?
Turtle shell.
No.
Yes! Turtle shell. Turtle
They did
shell.
Not.
Chocolate.
What kind of broke-ass ice cream place?
Bitch.
You are leaning so hard on the table, you're like causing the table to rise. And
here, look. Yum. This is what my family used to get.
I'm not talking about the stupid store-bought
Smuckers.
Version.
Smuckers. Magic shell chocolate fudge flavor topping. 7 1/4 ounces. And you would pour it on your chocolate, and it would turn into a shell. Franklin the Turtle on the label.
No.
Bitch Franklin coming into season 2 of Psychobabble.
Did you ever
acting like he owns the ice cream.
Did you ever put that on your body, yada yada?
Whoa.
Get that. Did you ever give your nipple a hard chocolate shell?
Not for you.
I didn't ask if it was for me. I asked if you ever did it. What parts of your body did you cover in a hard chocolate shell?
Oh, my spleen, maybe. You don't know how the body works.
Are my eyebrows freaking out? Because I'm like, the freak
one of my least
is wrong
favorite,
with you.
You want to know one of my least favorite things about you?
My eyebrows are out of control.
I'm always like, calm down your eyebrows.
It's going to be very tough someday when I'm terribly famous and on the television and my eyebrows are going wiggle wiggle.
They're not on fleek.
They're on wiggle.
On wiggle.
They're on. Have you ever seen my eyebrow do the wiggle? Did it make you giggle?
Can we not rhyme for once in our lives?
This podcast should be called Rhyme Time.
No! Anything but that.
And you would be time and I would be rhyme.
Here's the thing. If you've never seen Corey wiggle his eyes, I think there's a way that you can watch him do that. Corey, what's the way?
I'm sure it's in one of my old YouTube videos.
No, it's probably in the new documentary, Snervous.
Oh, God. Is this where you're going with this?
Yes, this is what we're doing today.
Do you ever get snervous?
Now, let's
Do
talk
you ever
about
get snervous?
Let's talk about the origin of
Do
snervous.
Do you ever get snervous? Do you?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm snervous for everyone to watch Snervous. Snervous, okay, for the people at home that have no clue what we're talking about, Snervous is...
A word that we say...
A word that we say.
With frequency.
Yeah. High frequency. But Snervous means scared and nervous. But Snervous in the context of this episode is we have a little documentary coming out.
Well, I mean, it's mostly about you.
Well, you're in
I
it.
Think I'm going to be nominated in the supporting role at the Oscars.
Do you think you could win an Oscar?
No.
Oh, my God. That's pretty rude. The soundtrack could definitely win a Grammy.
I was saying no.
The Garden State soundtrack. Won a Grammy, somebody told me.
Weird.
Is that true?
So you love Zach Braff.
I really liked Garden State.
Would
I
you
just
bring
saw it.
Zach Braff into your movie?
No. I'll send him a copy.
Well, that reminds me of the very first question that we got.
To ask me anything.
And it's from
Whoa.
Well, I lost it. Somebody tweeted about how long is it?
It's a full movie. It's like an hour and a half.
I really did lose it. I'm sorry whoever tweeted this. It said, how long is it? 15 minutes? 30 minutes?
Some people think that we just like made a video and like...
calling it a documentary.
Air it at a theater. No. It was like a full
There was
production.
A mother effing bleep crew.
There was a crew that followed us around for the better part of
I had to wear
year.
A mic pack, and I had to be like, okay, I'm going to go pee now. If you want to listen to me pee, keep the mic on. Otherwise, turn it off.
Well, I guess here's the thing.
Yeah?
I was afraid that when we were in the bathroom, just like you, I was afraid that I would jinx myself.
And admit to murder.
Yeah. So if you don't know, the Jinx, what's the Jinx?
The Jinx is an HBO show about a murderer.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. He murdered everyone.
Well, I don't care about spoiler. He was talking to himself in the mirror after he just did like a hard-hitting interview, and he goes, well, they found you out. You're a murderer. And he was still mic'd. And so every day during the documentary process, I was afraid I was going to be looking at myself in the mirror and be like, well, they found you out.
This is it. My real name's Matthew.
Oh, my God. Spoiler!
I mean, the book's been out for months, whatever. You fool.
Speaking of the book, well, let's give some love to our sponsor for this.
Nope. There's
okay,
no.
Never mind.
Get out of there. I mean,
what if the sponsor
really
for this
sponsor,
week's episode
I was,
just was a
not
turkey?
Letting you say it.
The turkey.
Well, listen.
I'm talking about bowling a turkey, which you often do. You're pretty good at bowling.
Bowling a turkey. Oh, bowling a turkey. I imagined you turning a turkey into the shape of a bowl.
A bowl? You could make walking.
I mean, technically, if you hold a turkey upright.
And you and really it's, stretch its throat.
That could no
or its
no
asshole.
no. After it's already been mirrored.
If mirrored, yeah,
and it's got that big gaping gap.
Whoa!
And you pour cereal and milk
it's
in there. You could
gap.
Eat turkey. You could eat cereal out of a turkey bowl.
I mean, you could turn anything into a bowl.
You could be a bowl.
If you
think about it.
If you killed,
think
I
about
mean,
it.
Even if I were still alive, you know how you could just open up my belly button and
oh,
then.
God. Not this.
And
again.
Then just kind of line it with a saran wrap. And if you have.
Girl, stomachs have their own lining.
I saw on Tumblr.
Have you
somebody...
ever eaten cereal out of someone's concave chest?
I got nothing to say to that, babe. You know how if you don't want to do your dishes, and you but you still want
cereal,
you can just put tinfoil in the and kind of have it be dip, like a dip.
In what, the kitchen sink?
No, just in your hand. And then you can pour some cereal in, pour some milk, and just eat with a spoon out of the tinfoil, and then crumble it up, toss it away.
But how would you
Did I blow your mind?
How would you drink the milk? You lap it up.
Speaking of lapping it up, what's the next question about Snervous?
Okay, so Alexa wants to know, how did you come up with the name?
Well, Corey and I have said Snervous for a long, long time. It's one of those. It's kind of like psychobabble.
Do you ever get nervous?
There was a video. What's that video?
I think it was like a shit girl say video.
It was one of those shit girl say.
Back
you know,
in the day when everyone was doing
say.
A shit girl say.
One
video.
Of them. There was a line that said, "Do you,
do
ever,
you ever
get
nervous?
Nervous?" And Corey and I used to say "snervous."
Because I think the first time I heard it, I thought they said
"Do you ever get
nervous?"
No, but I think we said "snervous" before then.
Yeah, probably.
But I think that's when the phrase "snervous" really took off. But there's if you
I was
if
looking
you watch,
on Urban Dictionary and they like that it's dated so far back, like back before 1989, before you were born.
Oh my God!
Just kidding. Did that statistic make you nervous?
What a fun lie!
I think when you'll see from the scenes of me in the movie, I'm a really fun liar.
Mm. Whoa, cool.
I might not always be a liar, and I might not always be fun, but I'm always a fun liar.
Okay. Well, Snervous in the movie, though, I think for me, it follows, like, the truth about, like, what we do in our lives and how it's not all happy-go-lucky all the time, and it's not all, like, easy flow all the time. Like, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's super casual what we do and just kind of all
easy,
falls into place.
Easy, beautiful.
There's a lot of work that goes into everything
Snervous
that we do.
Girl.
So, and a lot of it happens while we remain scared and nervous because we don't really know how everything's going to unfold. And I think the whole process of the whole documentary situation, we didn't really know what the documentary was going to be going into it. That was scary.
So
to
that
begin
was,
with.
I mean, that was nervous that to begin nervous. With. I've just been nervous about the whole thing.
I was really nervous to see the first cut because I had no clue what. Like, we filmed a million things. We filmed all year long. There were certain filming days that didn't even make the that we like scheduled out and we like carved out into our schedule of we had people coming over and we were going to film these like different things and like interactions with certain people in our lives. And those didn't even make the cut. So I was really happy that there was so much to work with. But it also kind of scared me because I was like, there's so much to work with. How are they going to like – what's even going to be in it? What's it going to be?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I felt like it was like 6 months of life.
Yeah.
Being so, followed with cameras.
That was scary. And I was nervous. So Snervous is what it's called. And you'll see when you watch the movie why it's called Snervous. There's a moment in the movie that's important for it.
Say Snervous a lot just in general.
Yeah. But there's
in
the movie though. You'll see.
I know.
You know.
I've seen the movie.
Well, God bless.
Thanks I gave for, it one star.
That's pretty rude.
Out of one star.
Oh, my God. What a scale.
You're welcome.
So every movie is both. It could be the worst movie in the world. It could be the best movie in the world. And you'd still give it one star because you can only give it one star. I guess you could get 0 stars.
Have you ever been in a bathroom and thought, what a scale, while looking at the scale on the ground in the bathroom?
No.
Have you ever seen a like dragon and thought, what a scale, about one of the dragon's scales?
No.
Okay. So now what are you thinking?
Were those questions submitted about Snervous from Twitter?
No, but you just said, what a scale. And I thought, what's he talking about?
Okay.
Sometimes
cool.
Your brain rubs off on my brain.
Okay, Ballistic Oakley wants to know, will Corey be in it? Yeah, duh. Corey's there for the whole time. But I think a cool thing about the doc that a lot of people don't know is, Corey, you are one of the producers.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. You know, I feel like that's so cool. That's like, you know how you see all the like the credits at the beginning of a movie and it's like executive producer.
Listen, I'm not getting excited until I see my name on the screen.
How
spelled
cool is
correctly.
That?
No, okay. I've lived 30 years of my life with no one spelling my name,
you
right?
Think during
so it's
the
just going to be like
up the
there.
Screen, your name is going to be misspelled.
And they're going to be like, Corey, cool. K-H-O-U-L-E.
Oh, God.
So.
Well, they can't fuck
I'm
with my name.
Truly, I'm Snervous.
Are you Snervous for that?
That they're going to spell my name right.
I just think that's because. Well, I guess my whole life I didn't really know what a producer did, but then I saw all the, like, behind the scenes. It's somebody who, like, puts a lot of work behind the scenes.
They're
going
to see my
something.
Great I've also filmed some of it.
Oh, God.
I also held up that vlogging camera.
Yeah, so not only is Corey in it, but he is one of the producers.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought that was cool.
Cool. Did you think it was Corey cool?
Shut up. Addictive Oakley wants to know, are any fans in Snervous?
I'm not a fan of you, so I guess not.
Well, you know, at every meet and greet, I requested a fan to be pointed at me. Not a viewer, but a fan, because I get a little sweaty.
I mean, we were wearing onesies.
It gets warm in
a
onesie.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we burned all the onesies.
No, we didn't burn the onesies. We could have, maybe. Who knows what happened? Oh,
see, look at you doing that with the table.
I lean on this table sometimes, and it just concaves.
You're a little heavy-handed.
It's better than being heavy.
So are there fans in the videos?
Danded. When you're really named Dan.
I'm going to turn the microphone and the computer this way so I don't have to look at you anymore.
Yes, there's a lot of people, like, a lot of you guys are in the movie because it takes place in my life and a lot of you are in my life. And the cool thing was they interviewed some of you and you guys are in it. And they talked to you at tour stops and some of you were in it. And they came to, like, conventions and they... You know, they were there. So, and so were you. So, you were in it.
And I was like, some of you were at the shows and you signed waivers.
So, you might know if you're
the jig was up a while ago.
Imagine a jig that goes up.
I'd rather have a pig that goes up into a blender and turns into bacon and then gets fed to me.
Okay.
So, Georgia wants to know, is the documentary happy or sad or both?
Well, if you read the book, what was your mom's official review when she first started the book?
She said it was sad.
I was like, great. So I guess my life's sad. But she hadn't finished it yet. So she had just like started it. So maybe she didn't know.
Well, just wait. I mean, you didn't read her official review? I linked you to it.
Okay. Well,
you never respond to my text.
So the book, I think, showed happy and sad and good and bad and embarrassing and funny and not. So I think what I like about the doc is that it shows all those different parts of it. Because I think it would have been easy to kind of do
very, like, happy-go-lucky, like,
look at this
giggly.
Because it was an adventure. But I think it was important to show behind the scenes of stressors in moments where it was just like... And it obviously
it's very true to life.
When I watched it at first, I was like, I don't want to show any of this because it makes me, like, uncomfortable. And then the director, Amy, who is incredible and she really, like... got us
gives good hugs.
She gives great hugs. She really does give good hugs. She was like, it's important to show these not so happy moments Because it's the truth.
It's true life.
Yeah.
But not true life, because that's a different show.
Yeah. Plucky Oakley says, will we be meeting anyone new in Snervis?
Let me think for a minute.
Yeah,
anyone
for sure.
New.
The cool thing about the documentary, I think, is that it really kind of goes hand in hand with the book in the way that in the book I talk about a lot of people in my life that I don't really show in videos. And in the documentary, you get to meet a lot of those people. We show them. You get to meet these people in our lives.
Like who?
Like family or friends.
Oh, okay, okay,
or
okay, okay.
People behind the scenes. Okay, or all these
okay,
people that
okay.
you might not necessarily get to see.
I guess you're right to them. I guess I already know everybody and I know all aspects
it, yeah,
of everything.
Yeah, it's
kind of
weird because like we know everything that goes into it. And mm-hmm. we've seen the movie a million times and I'm just so used to it. But then I'm like, I think a lot of people are going to see a different side of us in that I'm kind of afraid for them to see. Not in a bad way, but it's just like, it's like peeling back a layer.
I mean, I like that I get the very first word of the...
Who's got the last word?
Me.
Do you?
No, I don't know. You do.
Oh, I probably do. You do have the first word of the movie.
I do.
What is the
first
word? Well,
starting off with a big bang. We know what the kids are here for.
What is the bang? What's
me?
The kid?
I'm the bang.
Oh, God.
They just really want to see me and hear what I have to say. And they're going to be like, there's dad. Looking dad. He's cute.
Snervis Jarin, who is their name on
That's
Twitter.
Very good marketing.
I know. Says, is it like vlogging or is it like an actual movie? So it's a bit of both. Because while we were going on the road, the crew couldn't come with us everywhere.
Well, they,
everywhere.
I mean, it was 6 months.
Yeah. They were definitely there for a lot. Which there, I don't know if you saw while we were on the road or at tour or whatever, but the cameras that were there were like huge, hefty cameras, like documentary cameras. But while they weren't there, we also brought a vlogging camera so that we could capture some things along the adventure. Because I was like, I want to make sure that every moment that we can possibly get could be in the movie. So Corey always had his camera on him, which I think drove Corey nuts.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
But yeah, it's good.
But if it were between vlogging and documentary style, it's more documentary style.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ashton wants to know, will I cry?
I cried when I watched it for the first time. I was like, and I knew everything that was recorded. And I was kind of like, oh my God, this is like, I cried multiple times, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
So why? I just don't understand why you were surprised that I cried then if you said you cried
know.
When you watched it.
I don't know. I just don't imagine you crying while watching it. And then when you said it, I was like, oh, wow. So if Corey cried,
it's touching.
In what
I
way?
Was touched.
Well, we set up a vlogging
Call the
camera
police.
During the... in my bedroom.
What?
It was touching. There was a lot of touching. Touching.
I've never touched your body.
No, not me and you. Ewe Valley.
I don't understand why there's always a valley.
Because I always think of Noe Valley.
Well,
what's Noe Valley?
It's a street. It's a part of town. It's
in San
a lot
Francisco.
Of things.
And then I think when I say Noe Valley, I don't know how it turned into Ewe Valley. Anyway.
You're yucky snucky.
Ooh.
Allison wants to know, when did we start working on it?
It
was May.
Oh, so she just knows.
Yeah,
I
can
no
tell
clue.
You the exact day.
Oh, my God. Corey's like a walking
it was May 10th.
Knowledge factory.
It was a Sunday.
Was it?
Absolutely.
I don't remember that.
Well,
my favorite thing, one of my favorite things about the process of working on it was the team that we had that came around the world with us was so fun, and I actually liked them. Like, imagine if we didn't like the people that were working on the movie. Like, that's a fear, because you don't know the people that you were about to work with. But the people that were there with us, like, producers and directors and camera people and sound people, like, I genuinely enjoyed, and I, like, actually liked to be around them. And I feel like if I didn't like them, I don't know if I would have trusted them, and I don't know if I would have opened up enough. And I don't, you know, I don't know if I would have, like...
Did you open up during the touching?
Stop. No touching. There was no touching. Is it a PG movie?
I don't know the rating. It's probably rated G.
Well, they definitely bleep anytime
they
I
bleep
say fuck.
Some of your...
There's no explicit...
They don't got that explicit warning like we do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So do you think someday when there's like a movie created to recreate the documentary, kind of like, you know, Grey Gardens... was originally a documentary, And then Jessica Lange and Drew Barrymore redid it.
Oh my god! If you haven't seen Grey Gardens, it's so good.
Which one, the original or the HBO?
I like to watch one with the other because it's like
simultaneous.
Because there's so it's so good. I just threw a Sharpie and it hit me on the face. Listen.
But who do you think is going to play us? Can you imagine?
You'll be played by old Haley Joel Osment. And I'll be played by young Haley Joel Osment.
Holy Jolly Valley.
Did you ever watch the Roly Poly Oly? Is that a show?
It was a show and I hated it.
I never watched it. Never saw it.
Everybody was a circle or a square or a triangle.
What? What lazy artists. My nephew could draw that fucking show.
The freaking blockhead.
You know a cute moment in the movie that I love?
I am not done exploring all the intricacies of it being turned into an HBO movie about the dog.
Yeah, okay, go.
Who's going to play you for real?
I don't know. I feel like by the time that happens, a new actor will be emerging. That'll
blowing my mind. Someone yet to be born.
Someone yet to be discovered.
Not yet to be born. How young do you want to look?
I should look 7 years old.
Well, you're going to want to look taut. And pinched.
I hate when you say the word.
And plucked.
Stop.
She wants to look beautiful.
Giddy Oakley says, "What was more fun, writing Binge or filming Snervous?" Equally fun. That's a terrible answer, but it was fun in different ways. I would say they were both stressful in some ways. Because there were moments of writing where I was like, this is hard, and this feels like, ugh, like, I don't know, like, I want to do this. Like, there were moments of doubt. And then there were moments during Snervous where I was like, turn the cameras off. And thankfully, they kept the cameras rolling.
It was like you had your reality TV moment.
I 100%.
Where
like,
you
going
like,
into
walked
it,
in with a pan ever, and you were banging
the
pan.
What was your expectation going into it? Did you think you were going to be like okay with cameras being on all the time?
It was weird. I was a little nervous, if you will, about the cameras because I was like, are they going to not want us to look directly at the camera? Like, is it going to be weird with them filming us? But it really wasn't. And I mean, I guess just having done like YouTube videos and the nature of this whole world, I think that a lot of people know that YouTubers do break the fourth wall, so to speak, and like talk directly to a camera. So it was never weird in the sense where I felt like, oh crap, I'm not supposed to be looking at the camera. I'm not supposed to be talking to the camera. Like you'll see there's certainly points in the doc where I'm like walking in and the camera's there and they want us to like act natural, but I'm like not
a scene where we're leaving a hotel and I'm just like wide grinned because I'm like there's the camera looking at me.
Right, because they were very much like we gotta go outside and film you walk into the car and I'm like I'm not gonna pretend you're not there.
Were there moments where you wanted the cameras to turn off that they didn't?
Never for me.
For me? Yeah.
There were parts where I'm like girl, good God, girl, get a grip.
The 5 G's. The holy 5 G's. Good God, get a grip, girl.
But, I mean, there's times in your life in general where I'm thankful that I don't have to deal with some of the pressures or anxieties that you have to deal with. So I try not to judge. But sometimes when you make something into something.
I can't help how my brain works. I can't help. And you know what?
So we should come up with a plan for you and I so we're like, breathe.
Maybe the plan is I get a massage. Not from you.
So you do want to get touchy-feely.
No, wee Valley.
I have another question here from Kaylin. She wants to know, are there any celebrity cameos?
Are there?
That's rude. I'm a celebrity.
Okay. We did take the camera around to a lot of like fun Hollywood-y things that we do, but I don't know if those made the cut. I'm trying to remember. Like, remember when we went and filmed some TV stuff?
Yeah, I was said it's so funny to think of the stuff that they taped and didn't use. I mean, they were here the day that we did the podcast with Mamrie, and they were here filming that, and there's none of that in the
documentary. Maybe someday we'll release an uncut version.
I don't know. With what? 6 months worth of footage?
Yeah. 3 hours.
Don't tease them. You know your Twitter feed's just going to turn into everyone being like,
give us uncut!
Where is that promised? And it's like, I'm
people
sure.
People screaming at me for uncut. And I'm like, Kelvin, stop tweeting me.
I'm sure that they were like, let's not use this Mamrie footage because it's exactly what the podcast episode was with Mamrie. So go listen to that.
A mess?
No, but you know what I mean? I mean, it's not anything different than it. We're just sitting here talking with Mames Towns. Mm. But I mean, I was saying, I was setting you up with this celebrity question for you to plug all of your friends that are in it.
Oh, well, I mean,
because YouTubers are celebrities.
I definitely think YouTubers are celebrities. But there are a lot of familiar faces. If you watch YouTube or if you're familiar with YouTube culture or anything like that, there are a lot of my friends that are involved and are in the movie. So if you want to see some people, you might see some people. And it's kind of fun because it's like, I think you're going to see a different side to some of my friends, you know? Not just me and Corey, but like other YouTubers that you might love. Taylor says, will it be in theaters everywhere? It will be in select theaters. Which means you're going to have to go and see if it is in your theater, because it's not going to be, like, everywhere, just like every movie's not everywhere, but it'll be in some theaters. So if it is, I would love it if you went and saw it in the theater, because I feel like that would be the coolest thing, and who knows who you'll meet while you go and watch it. I feel like also, if you have Twitter friends that maybe, you know how when we would go on tour core mm-hmm. and there would be like little squads in different towns that like were friends on Twitter before they actually met in person at the tour?
Right.
Go see the movie with each other. I would love to see you guys like take a big, huge group selfie at the movie theater.
Or I mean, when it's like out on digital, just watch it together.
Party.
Have a viewing party.
Oh my
party.
God. Or be like, even if you're not together, watch it on Skype
it,
together.
Buy it.
Rent it together. Buy it together. Do that together.
Oh my God. A movie night.
Maybe we'll do a movie night.
I'm not. I've
Maybe
seen
at
this
some
movie
point,
800
yeah,
times already.
Myself
and
again,
the premiere Christ. And the screening.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know what? I would love. Maybe,
what would you love?
I will maybe someday. Do a tweet along where we'll live tweet the episode, there, not the episode, the whole movie together. I would tweet along with you guys or answer your questions or something. If you guys want me to do that, maybe I'll do that. Let me know.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So Vanessa wants to know, would you ever do it again? Maybe like 10 years down the road.
Holy crap. It was a little daunting. I'm not going to lie. It was like when we did the final shooting day, I was kind of relieved just because it was like, I feel like they got what they want. I feel like I cannot have to think about it. It's in
I
their
agree.
Hands
I mean,
now.
Yeah, it was definitely a relief, especially with the I way mean, they were doing like some of this vlogging footage and kind of
oh
being
my gosh,
like,
yeah.
vlog everything. And I'm like, I got to live my life also.
But then on the other side, like we started to get really used to documenting a lot where I was like, ooh, I want to bring the camera for this or I'm about to go do this. I'd love for it to be included in the documentary. And they're like, sorry, we're past the deadline. I was like, oh, well, there's still so much more that's happening. And I guess just because the shooting date ended didn't mean that, like, all the crazy things that were going on in the year ended, too. So
I guess that
yeah,
means
I guess it means that maybe
you need to
be...
slow down your roll
Ooh.
And pick your projects.
A tuna roll?
I would love it.
I would love a tuna roll.
And the good news is
maybe
that
we're gonna get sushi
it's lunchtime. And
oh, my gosh.
I mean, do you want to do one more question?
Yeah. What's the last question, Cor?
You're really going to make me ask the final question?
What you got?
Well, you know I'm going to just give promo to your mother.
Okay.
Casey just wants to know, did Queen Jackie make the final cut?
Oh, my gosh. I was a little afraid because they had a one-on-one shoot with my mom. And I was gone, and I couldn't hear what she was saying. I couldn't see what she was saying. I didn't even see anything about it until we saw the movie. And I was like, Lord knows what my mom got into. And I talked to Amy, the director, after they shot with my mom, and she was like, we just scheduled it for 20 minutes, but then it turned out to be 2 hours with your mom. And I was like, no. What could she have done or said or what happened? So, yes, my mom is in a lot of the movie, and I think it's – I like it because it's like you really – like you get to see my mom perform a lot in like a video or this or when we call her on the podcast. But like I think you get to see a good side of my mom where it's like – and not just my mom, but like family. It's, I don't think you really have ever seen my family. And the movie.
And they're there.
They're there.
Tune in. Rent
Listen,
it. Have that
watch
movie
it.
Party.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Oh my God. Is there any ketchup in the movie?
No.
Yes, there is. Oh my God. There's a scene.
Oh yeah.
With my dad.
Niece.
Oh.
With no. Niece. With your nephew squirting ketchup on a plate.
Oh my God, really?
I believe so.
Oh my, oh.
And then getting scolded at to wait for everyone else to
Oh
eat.
My God, you're right. Wow, what an important
ketchup
scene.
Promo.
That ketchup. That Heinz
Listen,
sponsor.
I'm sorry to spoil the ketchup
I can't believe
scene.
You just spoiled the whole movie.
But the weird thing is that
Does ketchup ever
doesn't
spoil.
Spoil.
I was going to ask. You know, I think I eat it too quickly for it to spoil.
Yeah.
I just slurp it right down.
All that talk about ketchup.
Making me hungry.
Makes me gotta go.
Okay, so if you guys want to watch the movie, there's plenty of ways you can. Just go to our Twitters and you'll know all the details. Because we can't tell you here, because we don't quite know, because we're recording this ahead of time. And we want you to know the up-to-date facts, and they're all on our Twitter.
But the good news is, you will be able to see it in some capacity.
I think the good news is, a lot of people were afraid because it's, you know, in limited theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, no matter where you live, digital. You will be able to watch it. I can guarantee that. And I want you to,
rent
and I want to know what
shit.
You think. So let us know. If you love this episode and you want to watch the movie, be sure to tweet along while you watch with the hashtag Snervous. I would love to know what you think.
And be sure to follow me on Twitter.
And follow me on Twitter.
That's rude.
That's not rude. And if you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a little review. We would love it if you did. Thanks,
all
y'all.
Right. Gotta go.
Bye.